Well, shortly before coming up to Traverse City, Melissa and I were living and working in Dallas, Texas. Melissa was completing her 2-year residency through the Lilly Endowment, working for a wonderful teaching church, Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church. And I was finishing up my ordination requirements while working in a suburb of Dallas and serving a small bilingual church on the east side called El Divino Salvador, the Divine Savior. Now, El Divino was a small church with tremendous people. Its congregation was an interesting mix of several generations and an intriguing blend of cultures, old and young, Mexican and Mexican-American, New Age and old school. In its heyday, El Divino had a vibrant congregation, but by the time that I came to serve, it was fledgling. So much so that it had difficulty even paying for a full-time pastor. In fact, Pastor Diaz was a twice-retired PCUSA minister, serving mostly out of the goodness of his heart. So, as a recent seminary grad, I was encouraged to visit El Divino and see if I could learn a thing or two. Well, I certainly did learn a lot in my short time helping at El Divino. I apologize. Helping at that wonderful little church. Among the many lessons I learned from my time at El Divino was the lesson about the nuances between different languages. One of the first times I got to preach at El Divino, I decided to preach entirely in Spanish. Now, I am a fluent and native Spanish speaker, and in fact, my first word was in Spanish, galleta, which means cookie. Apparently, I would say galleta and point to exactly where my parents would stash the cookies in the pantry. Go figure. Well, anyway, my first language was Spanish, but growing up in North Texas and going to school in an English-speaking environment, I lost my Spanish, and as I grew up, I had to relearn it. So I would often ask my parents, my aunts and uncles, my cousins, what different words meant or how to say certain things, and eventually I was able to grow in my ability to speak Spanish. To this day, I continue to sustain a pretty good command of the Spanish language, but every now and then I still have to ask for help. Well, one of the interesting things that occurs with people who speak different languages is the tendency to think in the language that they are most proficient in. What that means is that many people will think in one language and then translate into the language they are attempting to communicate in. So for me, I have to write out my sermons in English and then translate them to Spanish. Well, thankfully, my dad still helps me with my translations and proofreads my sermons in Spanish. Now, I don't remember exactly what I said in that first sermon at El Divino, but I do remember that I was trying to convey the idea of the good news of the gospel, which I translated as las buenas noticias del evangelio. Now, the way that I translated it was a literal word-for-word translation. Evangelio means gospel, and noticias means news. As in, I'm reading the news report, and buenas is a conjugated form of the word bueno, meaning good. Well, my dad pointed out to me that in Spanish, they don't really say it that way. Instead, what they say for the good news of the gospel is simply las buenas nuevas. The difference in the correct translation and my literal translation is that nuevas translates more like the word new, as in brand new, or old versus new, and not like the news of the news report. Therefore, the phrase takes on a new and different kind of meaning. Yes, the good news of the gospel does refer to the news of the nativity event, but it also refers to the newness, the brand new gift given to each and every one of us in the Christ child. I like this image of the gift of the baby Jesus. He is indeed a gift given to us. It has theological references to the Eucharist, his body, the incarnation given for us. And yet it has Christmas ties, reminding us of why we celebrate Christmas with presents. Christ is a gift to us. In Christ Jesus, we are given new life. But how many of us really receive Christ as a gift? Last Sunday, we celebrated Christmas. No doubt many of us celebrated together with friends and family, sharing traditions and meals together. And certainly, what would Christmas be without all the presents? After the three Christmas Eve services on Saturday, Melissa and I stayed up assembling toys for the kids and making sure Santa had his milk and cookies. Then on Christmas morning, we all got up and the kids opened their stockings along with a couple of presents before we came to worship that morning. By far, my favorite moment of Christmas this year was the sheer excitement Clara, our youngest, displayed as she set eyes for the first time on the princess castle Melissa and I had put together the night before. She could do nothing other than simply shake her entire body in utter excitement. It was both super cute and a little scary. Later on, after Melissa and I returned home from worship, we sat down to open the rest of the presents for the kids. One of the greatest experiences anyone can have is giving a gift to a young child and seeing the excitement on their face as they unwrap and open that gift. There's nothing like that raw and genuine sense of excitement, the unabashed happiness, and the sheer joy that they experience. But I must admit that I'm a little bit jealous. See, I wish that I felt that same way, not just for any gift that I have received as an adult, but more importantly, for the gift of Christ Jesus. See, I don't know if it's because I'm a parent now, or because I'm an adult, allegedly, or because I now feel the pain, the financial stress, and the anxiety of the holidays. But somehow, I feel like I've lost that sense of awe and wonder in the gift of Jesus Christ. Well, friends, our scripture this morning is the narrative of Jesus' birth. In this story, the author of Luke seems to share with us that excitement of the newness of Jesus. Throughout our passage, the Lucan account repeatedly highlights the personal address directed toward us. Although scholars debate the exact intention of the "you," whether it is intended for all of us, for all people, as it is written in the King James Version, or whether it's intended for a select group of people, those whom he favors, as it is written in the New Revised Standard Version, we can all still find solace in our inclusion in the story. German theologian and forefather of the Reformation, Martin Luther, notes, "The angel does not simply say Christ is born. but rather for you he is born. What good would it do me if Jesus were born 1,000 times and if this were sung to me every day with the loveliest airs, if I should not hear that there was something in it for me and that it should be my own? At the risk of sounding un-Calvinist, Luther has a point. The angel doesn't exclude us. The angel stood before the shepherds and addressed them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you." Whether or not we see ourselves in the shepherds, we are every bit a part of the nativity story. The good news of the gospel, las buenas nuevas. We have indeed been given a gift all wrapped up and brand new. Hearing this news, this new gift, we should all be like my Clara, shaking our entire bodies in sheer and exhaustive excitement because we have no other choice than to be happy and full of joy. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved, that Christ comes to us, not just to give us more of the same old life we know, but to give us new life. And to give it in abundance. Friends, today marks the beginning of a new year. We have closed the books on 2016, and we now stand hopeful of what 2017 will be. Let us not lose that sense of awe and wonder in the gift of Christ Jesus. Let us look to Christ Jesus with the sheer excitement of a child unwrapping a present for the first time. In doing so, may we feel embraced by the God who came down to be with us, to give us new life and hope in abundance. Thanks be to God. Amen.